Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Winning Ways. Today, I've decided to create a snippet for Evolve for Life. Evolve for Life is the coaching service that I offer to those who are looking for some support, some guidance, some encouragement, even a personal plan to develop you and move you forward into areas of forgiveness, family relations, and personal development. I am Stephanie Solomon. And if you're looking for a personal plan, a one-on-one with me, feel free to log on to www.stephaniebooks.com, or you can find me on those platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, you name it, at Stephanie E.R. Solomon. Well, today I want to jump right into a really short snippet dealing with revision. You normally, when we hear the verb form, revise, we're thinking of, or we tend to think of writing. We hear it in terms of producing a written product and going back to examine it, look it over, make amendments, corrections. That's called revisions. And I have found that in revising a document, a form, or what have you, a book, whatever I'm writing, that when I come back to it, my idea tends to be extended. I tend to get empowered by what's on the paper and what can grow from what has already been written. Well, I'm not writing something this moment. I'm just talking to you about evolving. Evolving requires work, and revising something is work. When I look at how so many people post, especially on X, which was formerly Twitter, just put out a tweet and just go for it. No spell check or anything. There's no revision. And sometimes trying to read someone's post with run-on sentences and lack of punctuation or writing or typing words in bold, it tends to give off sometimes confusion and also negative vibes. So we want to go back and revise if we want people revise. Oh, they're so close, but so different. But we want to go back to revise so that what we are actually feeling or thinking is communicated correctly. Now, that said, in the written forum, let's take that same attitude of revision for written work into the realm of moving forward and evolving as a different person, a new person, a better person. I'm not talking about New Year resolutions. I'm just talking about a new day revision, evolving into the best version of self. Revise, rethink, look at something differently, have the wherewithal to even correct self, reconsider that maybe I am looking at this wrong. Maybe this could be tweaked. Maybe I can fine-tune this. Don't get so stuck in the way that I've always thought is the way that it'll always be, because that will not be evolution. That will not be turning and changing into the better version of us. And you're never too old. So don't get set in your ways. You're never too old to evolve into that better version. So the word that I want to challenge you to think about today is revise or revision. The noun form, the verb form. I think the verb form is better because it's an action word and I'm all about action. Don't just say it, let's do it. Hey, there's nothing to it but to do it, right? So let's get some revision going on here, all right? So it's only been 5 minutes. That's good. I'm doing good. I'm working on revising my platform and how I present this year. Oh, absolutely. I'm on a mission. You guys are going to see, too. I'm on a mission. So do me a huge favor. Do me a huge favor. I need you to like. I need you to share. Absolutely, absolutely. I need you to subscribe, those of you who are on the YouTube side, because that's the platform I'm really, really striving to change. I really am. I want that population to change. And yes, comment, comment, comment. You guys do a great job of letting me know how these streaming episodes are blessing you, and I really like that. But I would like it if you also put it, make it public if you feel comfortable, you know, make your comments public and put them on the actual live show. You know, that'll really work. That'll really work. Okay. So as you're moving forward today, and as you're really thinking about moving forward to creating a better space for you, a better world for you. I have a lot to say, but I just want to condense this. I really want you to really go back and rethink some things. Be willing. You know, this is the one thing, and I have to say this, the one thing that I find that no matter what demographic, what age demographic or whatever, the common theme is putting in the work that so many people step out on, even coming to the coaching sessions, when they realize this is not a joke and that we work over here on this side, that commitment of beyond one session, out the door. And for some people, oh my God, after the consultation, they realize this is not fruity-tooty stuff over here, touchy-feely. No, we work. I mean, that's, you know, you don't get something for nothing. We put in the work. And that's why I do the consultations, because it really determines who's serious or not, you know, who's just over here thinking this is going to be some, you know, fly by night, you know, no work. It's no effort. Evolving requires change. Change requires effort. And I like working with people who are willing to put in the work, willing to go into spaces. And I can always tell when we get to that challenge, and some people come back later because they realize, okay, this is too much. And I know what that's like. Trust me, I am still putting in the work. I know what it's like to sit under coaching and leadership to change. I know what it's like to read the books and to get on certain platforms and listen to people with integrity, people with knowledge and experience. I know what it's like to even be in therapy, to put in the work so that I can explore me, all of me, the young me that's still in there, you know, the current me and that future me who I want to see. I know what that's like, and that's work. It requires dealing with aspects of our lives, that are not so pretty, but they have to be dealt with to get to the place of blooming. It means moving out of comfortable spaces. It means putting yourself in rooms and spaces with people who are thinking like you're thinking in terms of growth, personal growth. I was in a room with some wonderful women a few weeks ago. Oh my God. And some people, I'm not starstruck, but that day I, you know, Ava Divinay got on the call And it was almost like nearly 350 of us on this call. And we were just growing in thought, you know, and in conversation. And when Soror Ava gave a shout out to the Sorors and we put up our mids, you know, we just celebrated 111 years, by the way. And she shouted out my name. Oh my God, I became starstruck. I became starstruck. But I was so happy to be in the same space with her because we know what she represents. And there were some other heavy hitters on that call too. And it was great to be in spaces with them because they represent movement. They represent positive movement and forward thinking and so much more that is uplifting and empowering. And I just want to challenge you to do the work and it's in increments. Stop. Don't try to, you know, take these giant leaps. I know we hear about leaps of faith and all of that. Do what's best for you. Because there will be setbacks. I was talking to someone just the other day who was helping me understand what growth looks like in this market space. If you're not having setbacks, you may not be doing something correctly, you know? So learn all you can, folks, and put in the work. When you put in the work, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about who you are, who you're not, and who you're becoming. And that comes with rethinking and being willing to deprogram the ways that we think. And I'm going to talk more about that whole deprogramming thing a little later. But don't be afraid to do some revisions in your world, all right? Now, for one-on-one coaching, I am available. I'm available at StephanieERSolomon.com for your one-on-one sessions. All right. All right. Free consultation. Let's see if we're a good fit. Let's make things happen. All right. Let's make it happen. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful day. I know it's snowing in my part of the woods and I love a nice snowy day, especially when I'm warm and tucked away. Take care, everybody, and have a great, great day.